I worked in the Army. Well, I didn't work in the Army, but I was in the Army. Who worked in the Army? Listen, I'm not letting any cats out of the bag, I don't think. And I was stationed at the Presidio in 1954, and I happened to go back a couple weeks ago, and I would duck my head into officers, you know, and I'd go like, "Hi, Jim, hi, Harry." And instead of Jim or Harry, there would be a giant machine there with lights on it, lights going up and down and cards dropping into slots, you know. And I had the weird feeling that the machine was about to say, "Hello, Bob." The really weird thing is going to be when they finally design the ultimate machine in automation, which is required to fire another machine, you know? And the one machine is ushered into the other machine's office, and the boss machine says,
"Sit down, machine. Your work has not been going too well, and we're going to have to let you go. This is a recorded message."
What I'm getting at is more and more jobs in the Army are being eliminated by the machine. There is one job that they will never eliminate in the Army through the machine, and that is the job of the foot soldier. And as long as they can't replace him, they're never going to be able to replace the griper. We've always had gripers. We had the griper in the Korean War, had him in World War II, and World War I, and the Civil War. And it stands to reason that we must have had gripers in the Revolutionary Army. And I thought it might be kind of interesting to imagine what a griper in the Revolutionary Army might have been like. And I think he might have been like this. "You hear what Nutty George pulled last night?" The dollar across Potomac, you didn't hear about that? You know, he had us out till 3 in the morning looking for the damn thing. Then we finally get back to the barracks about 3 o'clock in the morning. You know what time I finally got to sleep? 5. Yeah. There's some nut flashing a light on and off in the church tower all night. Oh, and then the minute he quits, this drunk goes riding through town, screaming. Oh, then, remember we were marching the other day? And I had those shoes on that are 2 sizes too small for me. I've been trying to turn in the quartermaster for the last 3 weeks. And, you know, I kept kind of favoring this right leg all the time, you know? And, who was it? Harry had the flag and Al was blowing flute or something like that, I think, wasn't he? Finally, you know, I get back to the barracks. I'm soaking my feet. Sergeant walks in. He says, "Washington caught it. He likes the idea of the limp and I should leave it in." We got some real winners on our side. What do you think of Benny? Yeah, George's friend, Benny. Yeah, Franklin, the one with the square glasses, you know? There's a real flip, boy. You've heard what he does for kicks, haven't you? Next time we have a thunderstorm, watch him. Oh, then the crowning touch. Remember, we're going across the Delaware in the boat. Ice on either side, right? Dead of the night. Who do you suppose gets up and walks to the front of the boat and stands in the front of the boat? Nutty George, sure. And then the guy in the other boat painting him, how about him?